Good morning. It's September 16th, and welcome to Doing Life, Daily Devotions for Finding Peace in Stressful Times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. This morning's title is Mathematics. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Isaiah 5:20. My father always taught me there was a right way and a wrong way. He meant both a correct way to do a thing and also a correct way to think about things. In short, he espoused the belief that wrong and right are in fact not in the eye of the beholder, but clear in their meaning from both a theological and an ethical standpoint. In a way, ethics is like math. 2 times 2 will always equal 4. You can't just decide that it equals 5 from your own perspective for the simple reason that 2 times 2 doesn't equal 5. When I was taking physics at Rice University, we were often challenged to work out a problem solution mathematically, demonstrating how to arrive at the correct answer, which was a given. When your calculations failed to reach that known correct answer, you went back, found your error, corrected it, and then proceeded to complete the equation required. That means, by definition, that going back and correcting your error was the progressive thing to do, even though you went back to do it. We live in an angry, frightened, misguided America today whose citizens have been duped, in large part, into believing that light is dark and dark is light, if you simply want it to be. This is what our college professors advocate as moral relativism, and to some extent, it finds its recent roots in the self-focused I'm okay, you're okay perspective of the late 1960s. People started equating civil disobedience of misguided government policy with resistance to all authority, from parents to teachers to the church to local, state, and federal authority. It became mainstream to believe that seeking after your individual ambition and desires was paramount, even to the exclusion of the common good. In fact, it's never okay to burn down other people's businesses, break their storefronts and loot them, beat up individuals in the streets, vandalize public buildings, or even to tear down statues that belong to the public, even if you're angry about an injustice or a history of injustice. Anyone who believes that such action is okay is, in fact, an anarchist and has no place in a society based on law, order, and due process. Believing that wanton destruction and injury is morally justified is simply not right. Titus 3, 1-2. Charles Colson, the famous Watergate conspirator turned Christian evangelist and prison reformer, contended that Harvard University was incapable of actually teaching ethics because they had abandoned a belief system based on the existence of absolute truth, and thus right and wrong for them had become only relative, dictated by appearances and consequences. Western civilization has enjoyed 23 centuries of progress founded on belief in a transcendent system, even if not always Judeo-Christian, but which guided our conduct. But after the thoughts of Camus and Sartre entered American consciousness in the mid-20th century, with the contention that God is dead, life is meaningless, and right and wrong are relative, then the only route to peace and happiness became experiential, entirely through one's own efforts. Relativism and individualism then saturated American college campuses and the beliefs of its graduates. But the truth is that gratification of self leads to the inevitable destruction of character. The social contract unravels. Colson often pointed out that if there are no shared values, there can be no ethics. When you watch the news on TV or an app on your phone or, heaven forbid, actually read a newspaper, pay attention to the way in which individual desires, goals, preferences, and actions are presented. Self-concern, whether in news or advertising, saturates the airwaves and is always portrayed as virtuous. Valor, honor, compassion, self-sacrifice find little or no place in the news feed. True progressive thought does not lead to dismantling the institutions of society in a misguided worship of self, for that leads to chaos, destruction, and anarchy. We know this because it has always done so in the past. True progressive thought is going back to the foundation of those institutions, finding those things that we can all agree upon were errors as a society, and then working together to correct any mistakes we might have made in our calculations. Ethics isn't philosophy, it's arithmetic. Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to your elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. 1 Peter 5:5. Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. 1 Corinthians 15:33. For whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. James 4:17. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Let your Spirit guide us to demonstrate our love for you by loving others. Help us to recognize that loving others means doing what is right, and teaching our children to recognize what is right and what is wrong is our obligation. Thank you that you have written your law on the hearts of man so that there can be no excuse for evil, because all mankind knows exactly what it looks like. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.